Welcome to this episode of the Book Marketing Success Podcast. Today, I'm going to cover lesson two on writing back cover copy. And remember that back cover copy is simply great sales copy. Now, first, a few notes from yesterday's podcast. First, I wanted to let you know that the author of Power and Petroleum died shortly after I reviewed her back cover copy, and apparently her book was never published. Two, I write promo copy for all authors, no matter where they are on the political spectrum. My job is to write great copy for any author who hires me to copyright for them. For example, here's my copywriting on environmental policy and promotion. If you want people to be worried about global warming, don't talk about global warming. It's too big, too hard to grasp, too hard to figure out how to help. Tell the story of one lone polar bear cub who is losing its home as it melts around him. We will respond to that. My third point is that I have no problem with people speaking Spanish. For the past 18 years, I've lived in two bilingual states, New Mexico and now Arizona. I interact with Spanish speakers all the time. I studied Spanish in college. It's a beautiful language. But in the context of the book promotion and sales copy that I was writing for that particular book, I did choose to, in a sense, denigrate Spanish. And I apologize for that. Now, let's go on to today's lesson, where we're going to talk about a novel of ancient Rome. This was another book that I was asked to give a critique of. Now, the novel had a front cover that looked much more like a nonfiction academic title than a novel. It needed fixing. And the back cover copy read, "A thought-provoking story that is truly original, Copernican in nature. The premise meshes well with historical evidence, which lends startling merit to a sequence of events exquisitely revealed in this gripping novel. The theory proposed will inspire intriguing debate among readers, historical scholars, and theologians for decades to come." That's it. There's nothing in the back cover copy to draw the reader into the drama of the novel. Is the novel truly gripping just because the back cover says so? The cover also says other things, none of which indicates the novel is gripping or thrilling or even interesting. The rest of the copy says the book is a theory, an academic think piece. Nothing wrong with an academic think piece, but think pieces are not novels. Not ever. My guess, and it is only a guess based on the jacket, is that this book has a great story to tell, but where is it? Stories involve people, not ideas. If you're going to promote a novel, focus first on people, the plot. Then you can move on to tell stories about those people struggling with ideas or conflicts. Besides better descriptive copy, the back cover needed a few testimonials or reviews. The copy was too sparse. The copy was too sparse to sell the book to most readers.